Good evening, good afternoon, whatever time of day it is for you when you're listening in to this radio broadcast to BBS Radio Online. Welcome to this gathering. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. Today it is April 6, 2020. This is a Monday evening wildcard with Winfrey and Terry Brown, who are located in Sedona, Arizona. More dings I heard in the background. That means people calling in. Welcome to the conference call. If you want to, please say your name or location.
Hi, Janine from Salt Lake City.
Welcome, Janine. Hey,
thank you. Hi.
Hi, Janine.
Hello.
And Janie from Citrus Heights.
Welcome.
Hi, Janine.
Hi, everyone.
Debbie from California.
Welcome, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, honey. How you doing?
Better.
All right.
Good.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Heis and everyone. Shirley from Ohio.
Welcome,
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
And the next caller, we welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Good evening, Jane. Welcome.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
And someone else joined in? If you want to, please say your name and location. But, of course, only if you want to, we welcome you. And we welcome all those that have joined in online to BBS. We can't hear you. We can't see you. But we appreciate your presence. Welcome to the Monday evening wildcard. Please say name and location.
Hi, guys. It's Bonnie in California.
Welcome, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, everybody.
And the other caller, welcome to you. Say your name and
Roger in Austin.
Hello,
Hi,
Roger. Good evening.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, everybody.
And I want to mention that when he sent out an email earlier today with a recording of yesterday's channeling session during the Sunday morning with the Elohim gathering, and that's a pretty interesting session. I recommend you listen to it, even if you listened to it yesterday. Welcome to the next participant. Please say name and location.
Hi, hi. It's Jennifer from Greensburg. Hi, everyone.
Hello, Jennifer. Welcome.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Thank you. Hi, guys. Hi, everybody.
And the revealing fact they mentioned yesterday on the channeling was how the 5G is interacting with the virus.
Yeah, that was just that blew my mind.
It was kind of good to get that confirmation.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And particularly when
there's
you see
a lot
how
of
they
speculation.
How they're displaying that virus when you see it on TV, it's just exactly that, showing all those little antennas, you know?
You're right. And then you get
also,
something
I've,
like
I've,
that, it's like, been, I'm sorry, go ahead.
You, also, I've been looking into what's her name again? Amazing Polly, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
It's Wynn in Sedona. Hi, hi.
Hello, Wynn. Welcome.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn. Hi, everybody else.
What's amazing, Polly was showing on Dr. Fauci his background. That's pretty interesting to look at.
You mean about his connection with Bill Gates?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And also how he was befriended with the leader from the WHO. WHO?
Pete Townsend?
No, not Pete Townsend.
That's who I thought of too, Don.
This who is rocking in a different way.
Yeah.
Good evening. Welcome to the gathering. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Welcome.
Hi, Terry.
Hi,
Terry.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. Hi.
Is Lauren here?
No.
It sounded like Lauren.
Sounds like Lauren.
They must be there, then.
Sounds like Lauren and looks like Lauren.
Well, Don, we wouldn't have any way to know that.
Someone else turned in. Good evening. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
This is Juliet from Okemos, Michigan.
Welcome to
Hi,
you, Juliet.
Juliet.
Yeah,
Juliet. Hi, Juliet.
Thank you. Hello.
And we welcome the next participant. Please say a name and location.
Jude, California.
Hello. Welcome. I'm sorry, what's your name?
Hello.
We didn't catch your name.
Jude.
I heard.
Jude. Jude.
Is it Jude
really?
From California? Hi. Welcome.
Hi, Jude.
Hey, Jude.
Hi, Jude. Hi.
I think it's a hey, Jude.
Hey, Jude, yeah. You never heard that before.
Yeah, I bet.
In location.
Pam.
Welcome to the call, Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Hi, Pam.
All right. And if you joined in on BBS Radio Online, thank you for being here. We will be taking off in just a moment.
Now, could we have your name, please?
My name is Heid Minderhout.
Sigmund?
No.
Oh, goodness. It's high. Spelled just like it's summoned.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say your location.
Hi, this is Alicia.
Welcome, Alicia. Welcome.
Hi, Alicia.
Alicia.
Hi, Alicia.
Hi, Alicia.
Hi, Alicia.
I just broke one of my gallons of Master Tonic. Slipped out of my hands.
Oh, my.
Oh, it's goodness. Master Tonic Patio.
Oh, my.
I just had 2 more days, and I could harvest it.
I
so know. All right.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, well.
Start over.
Mm. Have some really healthy ants.
Yes. What, honey?
It's really healthy ants out there.
Oh, <Uh-oh>. Something.
It's going to be warm soon. Uh-oh.
Jude in California, are you there?
Who?
Jude?
I'm not sure we got her name right.
I'm not sure.
June would be a woman's name.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location. Of course.
If you want to.
We welcome you.
That's a good name for a song, isn't it? Only if you want to. We'll call it The Anthem for Free Will.
Right.
Yep. Living in
hey,
a
baby.
World.
Hey, baby. I'm hungry for you. I really want you. But I only want you to do it only if you want to.
Oh, God.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location. But, of course, only if you want to, we welcome you.
Actually, I actually wrote a song called The Woman Comes Through When She Wants To.
That's nice. When? Maybe
I'll sing it. You guys want to hear it?
You bet.
No, I don't know. No. Who said no?
Anonymous.
Remember, it was probably teasing you.
Well, you know what? You don't have to listen if you want to.
All right.
I think we're ready.
Yes, and I welcome all those that are listening in online through PBS. Good evening to you, if you just came in. Thank you for being here. So when I will mute the phone lines, mute the ding, and start recording.
Muted. The recording has started.
This is April 6th, 2020. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. Terry, are you there?
I'm here.
It's nice to hear you.
Yeah, it's good to hear you and everybody here.
Yeah. Did you guys see the email I sent out earlier in the day with a beautiful picture of Terry?
The lines are muted, but yes, and I also mentioned it before we started the call.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful picture of Terry, yes.
She has all this wisdom in her.
A wise angel, yes, absolutely.
A wise angel. Now she's not just an angel, but she's a wise angel. Okay?
I have friends in high places.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you for being my friend, Terry.
Luckily, Bill Gates isn't one of them, right?
No, that's not what I meant at all.
I knew what you meant. Okay.
I know.
Unmuted.
Okay, now. Just to start this, somebody sent me a bunch of quarantine jokes, which I think I might read. Do you want to hear them?
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm game.
And if you don't laugh, I'm just not going to continue.
But they better be funny.
Well, I don't know. I thought they were funny, but you never know. Half of us are going to come out of this quarantine as amazing cooks. The other half will come out with a drinking problem.
That's good.
Don't get it.
I used to spin that toilet paper like I was on the Wheel of Fortune. Now I turn it like I'm cracking a safe.
That's a good one.
I need to practice social distancing from the refrigerator.
Yeah.
I still haven't decided where to go for Easter, the living room or the bedroom.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Let's see here. Homeschooling is going well. Two students were suspended for fighting, and one teacher fired for drinking on the job. And I don't think anyone expected that when we change the clocks, we go from standard time to the twilight zone.
That's the truth.
Quarantine, let's see. I don't like this one. My body has absorbed so much soap and disinfectant lately that when I pee, it cleans the toilet. Day five of homeschooling. One of those little monsters called in a bomb threat. I'm so excited. It's time to take out the garbage. What should I wear? Hope the weather is good tomorrow for my trip to Puerta Vallarta. I'm getting tired of lost living room.
They're good.
Classified ad. Single man with toilet paper seeks woman with hand sanitizer for good clean fun.
That's cute.
Better 6 feet apart than 6 feet under.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
All right. Those are my quarantine jokes for the day. And that was sent to me by my former wife in another lifetime.
What? What? Okay, I have such relations.
That's real social distance there, Quinn.
Yeah.
Were you aware of this?
Was I what?
I'm asking the lady in there you mentioned over here if she was aware of this.
Oh, man.
Who knows?
Were you a dolphin back then?
Yeah. Oh, golly.
No, it wasn't from Debbie.
Yes, it was.
Oh.
Yes, it was. I don't know who he's talking about, but I asked him.
The quarantine jokes were from you?
Yes. I said, please, Wynn, please don't say my, God bless him. I said, please don't say my name. Mainly the jokes are really political or raunchy. I don't want anybody mad at me. So now when they're cute and funny, he goes, I got this from somebody. And now I've turned out to be his ex-wife, so I have no idea what's going on. Whoever you're talking about, I'm going, no.
Maybe it is the Twilight Zone.
I think you're just a little bit confused.
Yeah, I know who he's talking about.
Well, I think we all know who he's talking about, but it wasn't the dolphin.
You mean maybe the two people send me those jokes?
Possibly. Because they probably get around the web.
Yeah.
And you sent them to me, right?
Oh, yeah.
God, I usually open up your jokes. I didn't think you sent them.
Okay, that's okay.
But I can read some. I do remember you sending me some jokes, and you said, please don't say I sent them to you.
Yeah,
okay?
No. Well,
now,
let me tell you why. I have a friend who, he sends dirty jokes. He just sends them out to everybody. And so the really, really bad ones, okay, the really dirty ones, the only one I send them to is Wynn. And now he's reading them to everybody. I thought, oh, no, because these are really bad. And he's saying, I sent them. So I'm going, oh, no.
We lost them.
So anyway, okay.
Muted.
No, I see. You did send it to me, but I didn't open yours sending it to me. You know? I just opened it now. Now, I did see this comment. Wynn and Terry, great call today. Even better than usual. Thank you, Debbie. I guess that was okay to read. We got Shelly laughing, Debbie. You see that?
Yeah, I think that's funny about going into the Twilight Zone.
Right. Unmuted.
Now, did you guys listen to yesterday's channeling carefully? I guess that means no.
Well, I mean,
no.
It was so good, but we could say it was fantastic.
So.
Depends on the rest of the yes. question is.
I was reading a mask, yes.
Well, I mean, it was loaded with amazing stuff, okay?
I'm so energy there.
You. How many of you remember anything they said?
I do.
Yeah.
I do because I listened to it again.
No, but I'll remember when you remind me.
Well, I think one of the more amazing things they said, you know, there's this question about 5G and the coronavirus, right? That people had been saying, and I've read this, but I don't think I put it out, that 5G affects your respiratory system. And when it's on a frequency of 60 hertz, I think it was 60
gigahertz.
Hertz, maybe 60 gigahertz, it matched the frequency that was going to do you damage, all right? So it seems to me they have a certain control of this. And I observed that the city of Wuhan was perhaps the first city in China to go all 5G, okay? So the question is, oh, and then they said that this virus has little antenna on it, and the 5G is activating it. Sounds like it's activating it to be worse. Okay?
But when you see the virus displayed on the TV screens, it is showing all those little antennas on the virus.
Right, right. And so, therefore, if we could guess that someone has control over the frequency of the 5G, because it will work if it's not at 60 gigahertz, but at 60 gigahertz it impacts the body. So if somebody is controlling it, then they will have the ability. Our sources didn't say this yesterday. To turn it from a common virus into something that destroys you. All right?
And how about if the virus is spread by the chemtrails?
Well, we didn't ask that, okay?
Well,
of course,
it certainly
they
has the capability of it.
Yeah, they could do that.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to ask them some more questions. You know, we're selling those little cell phone buttons, right? And they should protect you from 5G from your phone. But they're not going to protect you from 5G that is on an antenna that's next to your house. Okay? So we have to find something that protects you from that. And I believe there are things. And, you know, I have to be really careful because I want to make sure if I say it, it really works. Okay?
Do you know when, I do not know the author, but it was in the 80s, somebody wrote a book and wrote in that book the prediction that in the year 2020, all of a sudden a big virus would be going on worldwide and was going to be called Wuhan 400. And he predicted it was going to be there out of the blue for a certain time period, and also out of the blue it would be completely gone again.
Yeah. Now, that the guy who wrote that was an author who is very famous. He kind of writes, I read that, and I studied the author. Terry, what's the name of the author? Remember?
Oh, I forget.
Dean,
you said it on the air.
It's Dean Koontz.
Dean Koontz. He is the second biggest novelist in the country. You know, makes, you know, more successful novels. And his novels are a little bit, how would you say it?
Dark, right?
Dark. That's a good word. Dark. His novels are dark, most of them. And he, you know, I looked at some of the YouTubes of him, and I was trying to. Now, it could have been just an accident, or it could have been he tuned into it, or it could have been in the ethers, or it could have been part of their master plan. All right? So, but it's interesting. I don't know if you guys read this. As I recall, see, I'm bad. I read everything. As I recall, the Prime Minister of England is in intensive care. Have you guys heard that? Anyone else hear that?
Yes. Early this morning,
so,
I heard that.
So you would think he's an elite. See, all you guys are reading all this stuff. And
but he's like a Trump guy, you know what I mean?
He's like a Trump guy.
He has a lot of enemies.
Yeah.
He's, I think it's the
Trump.
Perfect. I don't know if you guys can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Mm-hmm. Oh, may I say one thing?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Who is that?
My name is Oscar.
Oscar, is this your first time on the call, Oscar? Oh,
yes,
well, welcome.
Sir. I don't know the protocol. Thank you. I apologize if I don't know the protocol.
You're fine.
Well, you know what? Our Monday call. The Monday, I hope you come to some of our other calls, because Monday call is different than our other calls. I call it our wild card. And, you know, we have these calls where we ask questions. We have sources in very high levels that answer our questions. And they're so high, so they say. I don't tell people to believe this. They say they were here before there was a universe, and they were the ones who created the universe, and they've told us how they did it out of frequencies. And I hope you'll listen to some of our other calls or come to our Whole Planet Healing call, because they're really cool. But this is a call like where, you know, we have people that don't miss a call. And there's not only information on the calls, but there's energy on the calls. Because these guys can project loving energy into the call, and people feel it. And it's different than anything I've ever heard of anyone else doing. And, you know, they started talking to me when I was in the middle of writing The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. But in any case, tell me, Oscar, what were you going to say?
Well, I was called to come on this call today. I wanted to connect with you, and here we are. I mean, that just happened like 10 minutes ago. So there must be some reason why I was brought into this this alignment, this energetic circle, and I'm very grateful.
Uh-huh.
But yes, thank you. So in a nutshell, what I believe, based on my research, is that the Prime Minister is okay, and that I think that in the long run, that if he does have it, by him using the, I don't know how to say it, that long chemical that they just announced that is supposed to heal everybody.
The hydroxychloroquine.
Yes, thank you. So the point is that he will take it, he will be fine, and it will be a proof, a living proof that it does work. So I think that's part of the direction that the narrative is going to be going towards.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be wonderful. Okay.
Yeah, because I believe he's part of the light. I do believe that he's part of the light, and he'll be fine. And you know, I think that he has a role to play in the expansion of humanity.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you
for
sharing, Oscar.
Thank you.
Oscar, how'd you get so smart?
No. All I can tell you is that my heart is united with Gaia, with the Elohim, with the Galactic. My calling was back in 2014 when I started to wake up. But it actually goes back to 1987. I'm going to be turning 60 April 9. So I've seen a lot and experienced a lot of things, and I take great interest in this country, and I take great interest in evolution, and I take great interest in the times that we're living right now. And I'm very honored to be on this phone call with all you guys. I'm very inspired and very deeply moved. Internally, I'm feeling a lot of shaking in a good way. It feels really delicious.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised when I sent that email if the Elohim sent you a blast, because they do that. Okay.
Yes. I'm with you.
At this point now, this has been like 18 years that I've been doing this, and okay. You know, if you followed my narrative, you would know that I was a skeptic. I said, I couldn't believe this was real. They must be trying to trick me. And I started to see how amazing they were, bit by bit by bit, you know, aside from, how would I say it? Aside from answering giving the most amazing answers to thousands and thousands of questions. They were able to flow energy into this realm, and they're paying attention to everything I do, and because I committed to it, and I don't, you know, I originally I said, why are you talking to me? This was in the first 6 months, and they said, you're like a cosmic midwife. You know how to bring these things into the world. and you don't have ego about it. And
right,
I didn't believe them. I said they got the wrong guy. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, but you know what? I think they had the right guy.
Good.
Because I'm able to be human. I don't have a God complex or a Messiah complex or, you know, a guru
complex.
You're
just of service. You're of service. You're of service to the highest vibration possible.
Right.
Within the realms that we're experiencing. Amen.
And I just do this, and I keep doing it because it's helping people. I get the most amazing emails from people. Yes.
Are we going to talk about water?
No, I'm too busy talking about myself. You think I want to give Lauren a chance to talk? That was just a ruse to get you on the line.
We want Lauren. We want Lauren. We want Lauren.
Oh, all it's right.
Even Perry says she wants to hear Lauren.
You know, Lauren is really an amazing person to know. Not too many people can talk to Terry, but Lauren can talk to Terry. In fact, you know, if I wasn't around, she'd probably move in with him. But they go deep into things. Lauren, are you there?
I think so.
Maybe.
That depends on your degree of dedication.
Wait a second. Maud, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I know you are. I see you. Okay.
Oh, you do.
But let me tell you, it's not because I have I'm a remote viewer. Your name is on the console, okay?
Oh, okay.
I could not tell that to people, and then they think, "Oh my God, Wynn is really far out."
What's the color of my underwear?
I was going to say the same thing. What am I wearing?
What's the color of your underwear? Well, I'd have to ask Terry for that. She's a better remote viewer than me. But then she'd be violating your privacy.
Well, not if he's asking it.
What underwear?
I'm closing my shades.
She's violating my privacy.
Hey, right. Oscar, a warm welcome to you, brother. Thank you for being here.
Yes, thank you.
Who is that?
I'm warm welcome to Oscar.
Okay. So, Maud is a really interesting person. And, you know, Raiden meets really interesting people. And I think he just met Maud. And Maud sent me this beautiful video she did with saying things. Did you write all those things on the flowers?
Yes, and those are all pictures that I took.
So she took all these beautiful pictures of flowers and wrote really beautiful spiritual sayings on them that came from her, and it had a very high frequency to it. And Raiden invited Maud. You've been to two of our calls now, right?
Yes. Yep.
Would you like to share something about yourself?
Sure. Let me think. I moved to Sedona on January 2nd by divine guidance. I knew this was going to be a place where it was going to take me to another level of my spiritual evolvement. And I've been on my journey for 38 years. I've studied the last 5.5 years Joel Goldsmith's work, The Infinite Way, studying to be a practitioner, and really living the mystical life the best that I can. Not been easy. I've had some, you know, amazing experiences around healing, particularly with family, but that scared the bejeebies out of them, so they don't talk to me, which is okay. The photography came not by accident, but it was accident, but very, very powerful experience, And I'm ready to really share that with the world.
Mm-hmm.
And share, be of service, because for so long I want, give me, give me, give me, give me, and I just really got, no, I have so much in my house to share, and it's time for me to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm honored to have you. I think you might be an Elohim soul, you know.
Well, I'm something. I'm,
you know,
different.
Well,
I'm different.
What we've learned, and I am so sure this is true now. I learned this the first time I ever heard this concept when I was writing the Wilcock, the Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce book.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a concept called Wanderer. And that there are very advanced beings that come from higher realms, and there's must be like 40 million of them, more than more on this planet, who come from higher realms, who come here to be of service. And oftentimes they get caught up in the miasms of this realm, and they end up going through many lifetimes working it through. But it's a great sacrifice to do that. Because eventually they'll pop out in a given life, and it'll all come together. And all that experience of being in this realm will be used to their advantage. Like there's a thing called a star seed also.
Uh-huh.
Star seeds come from higher realms.
Yeah.
And star seeds are different than wanderers. Star seeds tend to be more angelic. You know all those beautiful women that just look like they're floating around everywhere?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They're very likely, they don't have the wisdom of the realm. Wanderers have the wisdom of the realm because they've been through all these lifetimes. Like, and it's a very interesting distinction, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, I can meet people and I can tune into that they're a wanderer.
Yeah. I
what, Terry?
Yep. I'm one of 14 siblings, and I'm
okay. We got to go.
Yep.
We got to do Lauren now. Okay. So,
okay.
Hi, can you mute everybody? Lauren. Hi. Do you see where Lauren is?
Muted.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay.
Terry thought I'm being rude to you, okay?
No.
But in any case, I'm very honored to have Lauren with us. Lauren is, and we've been having her on for the last couple of Mondays. Lauren is like a spiritual scientist. He is, you know, Terry and I both used to be physics majors, and Lauren can talk circles around us. He has the ability to psychically tune in to things scientifically and go inside and intuitively grasp how they work. And I've never known anybody who could do anything like that. He's done this in other lifetimes, and he's done amazing things in his past lifetimes, and he's done amazing things in this lifetime. Probably the one thing that he did was he made a machine, a healing machine, for a Japanese company that has been marketing them all over Japan and elsewhere, that I don't even know how it works. But he knows how to change substances almost alchemically. He puts magnets on them. He does different things to change their frequencies to make them more effective. and I could talk to him about endless things, but I've been promoting him when he comes on as the man who taught Emoto about water. And of course, Emoto is a Japanese guy who wrote a bunch of books about the healing powers of water. Okay? And what did you teach Emoto?
What was the question? What did I teach him?
Yeah, how did you start?
Oh, originally it was I had an associate, an apprentice, by the name of Rod Quinn. And I sent him out to find out, and I gave him a protocol to follow, basically deductive method, you know, scientific deductive method, to isolate a particular factor in structuring, structuring of water, of other fluids, solids, etc.
What does structuring mean?
Well, it's basically organizing molecules and energy so that it has like liquid water, for instance, is an example,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Half that glass of water is your classical H2O molecule,
mm-hmm.
whereas the other half is going into disassociating into hydroxyls, which is OHs, not H2Os, but OHs, and hydrogen ions, which is like this. And then they can couple together. All together, it's kind of like the parts of an erector set. And there's a thing in resonant field theory to which I'm the author, and strongly suggests, if not indicates, that a substance can take on an additional characteristics other than itself.
Mm-hmm. Now, were you the guy that taught Emoto? Because I believe Emoto said this: to write on a bottle of water, love.
No, I didn't tell him. I didn't. I said he could do that, and along with a number of other things, because he wasn't a technologist, if you will. Okay,
mm-hmm.
he didn't understand
mm-hmm.
the mechanics involved, and I'd go over there to Japan, and he was the sponsor for the number of lectures, and so he was learning a lot of this stuff actually in these lectures that I was giving, and the
mm-hmm.
On the mechanics involved, you know, the science, the technology involved, but his interest was in the more esoteric things, like being able to captivate an intention, for instance, in water, which water has a memory to it. It's conscious.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually conscious. It's like you and I. It's a different type of consciousness, and it has a memory to it. So you could actually imprint the water such that the ions and molecules can congregate together, forming a structure that mimics something else, and they can go further than that and act as a kind of like a messenger, if you will,
mm-hmm.
so that water molecules can work together to form the same characteristics as ascorbic acid, vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
Identical characteristics to it, but there's no carbon involved. There's no nitrogen involved.
So could you theoretically program water and then take it instead of vitamin C, and it would have similar effect
on
your body?
That was one of the early experiments I was doing. That was back in the 1980s. And
mm-hmm.
Before I met Emoto, Emoto and Lee Lorenzen, his partner on this side of the big drink. And they met him in, was it 1980, late 87, early 88? At any rate, the, because they wanted to, they wanted to get an instrument that would for healing, you know, healing purposes. It was like electrical stimulation, and so we developed a contract along that lines, and I also taught him about these properties of these unusual at that time, very unusual properties of water, and because using it as an electrolyte to be used in conjunction with the instrument, and they, so that it would provide more profound effects, and at any rate the. But he was more interested in the the esoteric things, of the mystical things about properties of water, and so that's how those experiments went. The original experiments that I was doing prior to Emoto was the example I gave was vitamin C, ascorbic acid. Okay. Not C complex, but just ascorbic acid molecule, all right? And I did this experiment where I took there were these ampules of water, and this highly purified, you know, a triple distilled, and it's been irradiated. And I mean, it's dead. it's just dead. Everything else. And the impressed the characteristics, the magnetic field, the electric fields, and the natural resonance of the spin factors, etc. Of ascorbic acid into that water. And the open the ones that are vials that were that you could there were standards, yeah, and there were no gases in it or anything, right? Putting it in different concentration levels, okay?
Listen, Lauren.
Water.
Yep. Lauren, we're getting close to the end of the call. And I asked everybody to get a glass of water. And we want to, you know, this is something that I've heard about in some spiritual traditions where people just put their two hands around a glass of water, okay? And hang on a second.
Unmuted.
How many of you have a glass of water?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Got it.
Where do I? Hurry up and get it. Come on.
Muted.
And Lauren.
Yeah.
When we do this, we may as well ask the Elohim to come into it and help add their energy to the water. Is that okay?
That sounds great.
Yeah. So, tell us what we should do.
First of all, get a sip of it. Get a sample of it so you know what we're starting off with. Get acquainted with the taste and the energy levels, etc., whatever you're noticing. Deb has all done that now. Okay, now put it down in front of you, like on a table or whatever have you, and put both hands around it, around that glass. Hopefully it's a glass, that's actually glass water in a glass, because it works better that way. But plastic doesn't work quite as well, but it's okay. And and then I grant it life. Gift that water life. And a lot of compassion for it. It's a living thing. Your body is predominantly composed of water, and it goes through all kinds of chemical reactions and stuff and electrical reactions in your body. It's an active participant. You've got that participant right there out in front of you. And so if you have a particular thing that you want to experience, like a loving touch, for instance, project that into the water. By projecting, I mean being that water. And with that character to it. Now take a few deep breaths and let it out. Deep breaths and let it out. And hopefully just blow it out, you know. Get the energies cooking in your body. And you'll notice that the glass of water in your hands seem to get more vibrant. That's a good sign. It's like the circulation's coming up, but it's like a tingling can take place. This is very intimate. It's a very intimate thing between you and this water.
And let me just ask the Elohim, if they want to, if they feel okay with this, to send energy into the water from source, okay? Just see a beam of energy, peak energy, just coming into the water and radiating it. And we have about 1 minute left here.
All right. Now, with a loving, strong voice, you know, the sound in the mechanics can be part of this. Take your hands apart when you feel ready, away from the thing. And I just yell into it it's done, and slap the sides of the glass. The water will peak up a bit, you know, and then just let it happen. Just let it. You're just letting it, whatever's going to occur. And it puts a real smile on your face. Now taste the water, and you may notice the difference in taste, and the difference in the energy characteristics, etc. It varies from individual to individual, but there are common denominators.
Wonderful. And, Lauren, we should have started this earlier. Next time, I try to discipline myself to start earlier. But I thought it was good to let people have a lot of steam to let off right now in the middle of our quarantine. So And so if you're on VBS, are we still on VBS, guys? Okay, if you're on VBS, we're going to Whole Planet Healing, 712-770-4340, pin 250513, and we'll find out.
Yes, we are still on VBS.
Oh, good. Thank you, Don and Doug, for leaving us on. And we're going to find out how this all worked for you. And I'm going to do another little thing that I learned at the beginning of Whole Planet Healing, which I think is very cool. So thank you all for being here. Thank you to the new people that are here. And you can follow us to Whole Planet Healing if you want to. 712-770-4340. PIN is 250513. And we will see you in a moment.
Unmuted.
Thank you so much.
Lauren.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Enjoy.
Win, it's Oscar. Thank you so much. And I look forward to connecting with you. I hope so very soon.
Are you coming on to Whole Planet Healing, Oscar?
I don't know. I came to the phone right to the pen and paper, and I didn't know the process, so I'm ready now.
Oh, you didn't write? Did you write the phone number down?
No, I didn't. I wasn't able to at that moment. But I am now.
Okay. 712-770-4340.